Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, the podcast where Jason's been working out more.
Yep, I'm loving my new body. It's my same body.
And another one on top of it. All right, roll the intro music. What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views. I just want to make it clear, I only like Natalie for her looks.
Thank you.
Jason, your personality's cool.
Okay. Can't even follow that.
Means you're ugly. Now, listen, everybody here has a beautiful personality and beautiful looks. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm friends with you guys.
Even me?
Yeah, you're all around. I mean, let's be honest, right? Like, I give you a lot of shit for being an ugly guy.
Yeah.
But you're very, very handsome.
Oh, come on, David.
No, like, genuinely, incredibly handsome.
What's your motive?
For your age? What's my motive? No, I'm just being honest. Honesty's my motive.
You two are both fucking out of your minds.
Why?
You never know where you're going to get in here. It's so funny.
Just compliments?
You could get a compliment.
Or you could get ripped to shreds.
Or you get ripped to shreds. Right. Yeah. Pretty fun. Natalie's mom was a gymnast.
Really?
She was not.
When did she quit?
When she got the RV.
We just try to same involve my mom in her
same
RV.
Time she picked up her drug addiction.
We could.
Dude, I wish your mom would at least phone in so when we make fun of her, she can like have a little rebuttal.
Yeah.
Because we do make fun of her often.
And I think she can't like get her 2 cents in.
Does she listen to these at all?
No, absolutely not.
You definitely have the wackiest mom.
I don't think she's that wacky.
Right?
Yeah.
Your mom's pretty wacky. Lorraine's
my mom's
wacky.
Not wacky. She's fun.
Your mom's not wacky.
Wacky is a different definition.
Your mom's just interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your mom's just like really funny. Like after spending time with her, I was like, wait, she's not like regular person. She's like it took me right, Natalie?
Yeah.
Like
a minute.
It takes you a minute.
First you go, oh, it's an old lady.
Right.
And then you have to unwrap that and be like, get to the person in there.
And then you're like, oh, this is a different human.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what your mom is. But Natalie, your mom is actually very scary.
I don't know anyone as loving as my mom.
Your mom's extremely loving.
Not one person.
Yeah. Right.
She's
right.
So giving.
How would you describe
she
Natalie's
will
mom?
Talk to...
Jason's just trying to talk up his mom because he knows that she listens to the podcast. Mom, I love you.
How would you describe Natalie's mom to a random person?
Kooky.
Kooky.
She's like
fun.
Yeah.
Fun. Pretty.
Fun. She's like the type of person
kooky
like
first though.
Yeah.
Before pretty.
Kooky first.
Natalie's mom is like the type of person like she lives in a townhome, or she did. Now she lives in the RV.
How does that describe?
No, hold on, I'm not done. So I'm painting the picture. So imagine you come over to Natalie's house, she lives in a townhome, and you get there, and Natalie's mom has a flashlight attached to her forehead, and she just started digging in the middle of the living room, and she's digging a hole into the ground like 30 feet.
Okay,
and she comes out, she's all muddy, and she goes, you won't believe what I found down here, Natalie. that's like what kind of mom Natalie has.
Okay, let's
adventurous, but misleading, and like very confusing. And
we pulled up on her once outside your house in Vernon Hills, and it was like 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and she was just like, I just haven't been able to, got to get the stuff from the storage unit.
Just so out of breath.
Like she's running
seven companies.
Yeah, like, it hadn't done anything yet.
Like,
got a late start.
Yeah. And it's so funny. And right, we pulled up on your mom. It was in our hometown, very quiet place. And she's just like so out of breath. And I turn to Jason and I go, she's like the type of person that like has like a couple things to do throughout the day, but makes like a whole meal out of it. I know. Right? Is that what she is?
I mean, 100%.
Because like she was fucking, it literally looked like she was running like the Northwest branch of all of Chase Banks. Like that, like she was like, she looked like she was stressed. She looked like she was the president of the United States.
I know.
Just like completely out of breath, like working all day.
Well, she gets very in her own head about like doing things. Like she realistically has like three things to get done that are like fairly manageable.
Yeah.
But she'll like, I don't know what it is. I don't know how to explain it either, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
Did you get along with her growing up?
Up until like I was a teenager.
So no. When you're a child, you get along with your parents for sure.
Right. No.
But then when you hit 13, 14, you rebelled?
100%. My mom and I were like sisters though. So it was like fighting with my sister.
So she was more of a friend than a mom.
That's so funny. Like when you turn,
I mean,
like,
she
a
was definitely like a mom because she disciplined me and like was very like hard on me and like a motherly figure for sure.
Right.
But it was also like just us two living together. So it was,
were you like that as a teen too, Jay? Like where you flipped on your parents and you were like all of a sudden?
No, I was never like that.
Why?
I always wondered why I wasn't. I just had no need to be. I was just like, oh, my parents are great.
I always wondered why I was like that. Like my mom.
Yeah,
I don't understand why you were like that.
It's like
know.
My kids, I'm waiting for them to flip, and I don't think they will.
No, my mom would won't. Like literally, she'd hold me in her arms. Like I'd be giving her hugs, like long hugs. And I remember her telling me this. She'd be like, I'm cherishing. She'd literally say, I'm cherishing these moments because I know when you become a teenager, it's not going to be like this. And I would literally respond and go, what do you mean? Why would I want to stop giving you hugs ever?
Yeah.
Like she saw the twinkle of Satan in your
eyes. That's the shit I would say. I'd be like, I have no idea like what you're talking about. I'm always going to be giving you hugs and stuff. And then I turned teenager and I was like, no, that's it. Like, I don't love anything. Like, I got really cold. Yeah. I don't know what it was.
It's weird, though, that like you can.
Time for piano.
You can.
Time for piano. Time for karate. Did we talk about that on the podcast?
You mentioned it on the podcast, yeah, but then we were out last week in the RV. Anytime you were upset, I love saying it so fucking much. It made me laugh. And sometimes I would be in a bad mood in the RV, and I would just say it to myself, and I was fucking dying.
Yeah, last thing.
So funny.
On the last podcast, I mentioned like my dad would like, we'd have to go to church, and I'd have to go to piano, and I'd have to do taekwondo, and I would hate doing all those things. And every time we would do it, he'd know that I hate it, so he'd come into my room, and he'd go, time for piano. Because he'd know I fucking hate it. Or like, time for church. Oh my God. And the worst thing he would say, the thing that fucking pissed me off, every Sunday morning he'd go, the bus is leaving. That's what he'd fucking say.
To church?
Like, to all my siblings. They'd go, the bus is leaving in 10 minutes, everybody. And it was like this like cheaper by the dozen bullshit. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. And it just fucking pissed me off so much.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Me, Jason, Natalie, and Taylor went RVing the other day. We gave out a bunch of gifts to people, like Xboxes, PlayStations. We gave a couple people 10 grand. We got some cars for people.
iPads.
Yeah. We did a whole bunch of stuff for people, and it was really fun, but it was the biggest pain in the ass, like tracking people down, pulling up the right way, like making sure that the sun was facing the right direction when we were filming. Like all of it like was a major pain in the ass. So like a good 8% of it was like me yelling at Jason because he was the driver.
Yelling at all of us.
Yeah, I was yelling
at
everybody.
Just single out everybody.
I was definitely yelling.
I was yelling for
and,
sure.
And like we were in the car and like Jason, okay, but Natalie, be honest with me. Jason was not a good driver. I don't know what he was doing.
What? Okay, but you have to understand.
Go ahead. No, I'll take my time.
No, Natalie's about to take your time.
What the fuck? You said that in your text today. You gave me a little, like, thank you. David gave me the rare thank you.
Let me read it. I texted Jason
today. I didn't get a fucking thank you text for shit.
Oh, no. I did.
Where was my thank you text? You texted
Mine was
Joe.
Undercut with, but you're still a shitty fucking driver.
I texted Jason today. I said, thanks for help. Sorry I yelled. You're just a horrible fucking driver.
Yeah. Why can't you just say, thanks for help. Sorry I yelled. Just leave it at that.
Well, I wanted to be silly. I didn't want to just be like, thanks for help. And like, no, I was definitely yelling at Jason because like some of the ways he would turn just made no sense.
Oh my god. There would be Natalie would say, there's a girl, she's da 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 da, her name is Genesis, she, you know, her family's out of work, and we'd be on our way, and I'd have the address, and then on the way for the address, David would see some fucking schmo on the other side of the street on an 8-lane highway, and David would go, right there, and I'd be like, what are you talking about? Like, turn around.
I gotta go give that guy an iPad.
Yeah, I wanna give that, and then expect me to turn the fucking RV around. It's not that easy. I would love to see you do it.
Dude, watching Jason turn around that RV, oh my god. It was like he was fucking controlling a planet. He made that thing look like he was like driving a ship. Like,
first of all, the first minute I'm in the RV, you guys start yelling at me.
Okay, because
I don't know how to drive the RV. I was much better the next few days. Like once I got used to it,
you floored it out of the driveway.
We were just getting out of the driveway, which is on like a slant in and of itself, and you fucking gunned it. And we have hundreds of consoles in the back. Everything goes flying, and I was like, seriously, that's how we're gonna start this
and
trip.
And not only that, but like the whole thing was funny because every 30 minutes, it'd get like hostile in the car for about like 10 seconds.
Because of you.
Yeah, right, because of me. And it was really funny to watch Jason's face because I could tell Jason was holding back so much like anger, but like he just didn't want to let it out because he just wanted to get through this entire trip. It was like right? Am I right?
I don't think I was holding back a lot of anger.
Oh, I could tell.
There was one thing you said to me that made me really upset.
What did I say?
And I held on to it. And then I mentioned it like 2 hours later. I remember. And you go, you still on that?
What did I say?
We were driving and it took me a while to understand that like you were just going to start pointing out random people, even though I'm headed to a destination that I'm following.
Like as we were driving to a destination, I would point out random people and be like, let's go give that person an iPad. Let's go give that person a PlayStation. Yeah.
And then I flipped around and I missed the guy that I was supposed to find. And David goes, you and me, man. You and me. No, we're not meant to work together.
Oh my god, yeah.
He goes, we're not on the same vibe. We're not meant. You and I, no.
We don't make a good team.
We don't make a good team.
That's what I said.
That's a team. 4 fucking days about that. Then he goes, if Liza was here, Liza would have known exactly what I wanted.
I said Jeff.
Yeah, or Liza or Jeff. Maybe you said Jeff.
Yeah, I said so it was like I said good team. I didn't say anything else. I was like, Jay, me and you. Don't make a good team.
Yeah, me and you how could you say that? No,
but I was like, podcasting, YouTube, okay.
No, you didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
No, you did not say podcasting, YouTube, okay.
Yes, I did.
You said straight up, we don't make a good team.
Yeah,
the guy that you picked to fucking do this job with you for 4 days.
Okay, I said that the first day. And then I was like, man, we should have brought Jeff.
When you said that?
Yeah.
You should have brought Jeff. I told Jeff that. He loved that.
What did he say?
He's like, ah ha 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 ha.
No, but then 2 days in, I was like, oh shit, we couldn't have brought anybody but Jason.
Thank you.
It was a lot of work and no one was desperate enough to be there with us all those times. No, it was a lot of work.
It was.
It's crazy how much work went into that. And like, it's like when you watch the video, it looked like it was like.
It looks like one day.
It looks like one day, and it looked like it was like we just drove down one street, and we were like here and here. It looked like we were like throwing rose petals to the left and right, but really it was like turn the fuck around. And Natalie in the backseat is like, "It's fucking hot here." Natalie in the backseat, are there even any fucking windows on this bus? And then Jason would turn the AC on, and the RV wouldn't go past 20 miles per hour because I don't know, the AC for some reason was connected to the engine, and Jason was like, "I can't turn on the AC." See Natalie, because then we will be able to get home.
Oh, and then the day I wanted to work out, I came in. Everyone's fucking mad at me. Everyone's pissed at me because I wanted to work out,
Jason,
which is bullshit. Go look at the text. Natalie, I hadn't even gone to the bank yet.
The second day.
No, this is the third day because the first 2 days I came and I was on time.
We didn't
leave for 2 hours.
Was it second day? I thought it was second day.
It was second day.
It was second day.
No, it was third day.
No, it was second day. It was the second day.
I'm telling you, it was the third day.
Jason,
okay,
I'm not.
But you're wrong, okay, and we're telling you.
Fuck it. It doesn't matter. Let him think that he's right on this one.
It was Monday. We went out Saturday and Sunday, and I worked out Monday.
Okay, whatever.
Go.
It was the third, second day, whatever. And I was like, Jason, Tomorrow, we need to start earlier. We need to start at 10:30 because today we did not get done nearly as many houses as we should have. Mm-hmm. And he's like, ooh, I can't. I got to work out at 10:30 and I'm done at 11:30. And I was like, okay, listen, man. I haven't posted in over a month. We don't really work on a lot of stuff. We don't really have a job right now. Let's get this thing done and push your workout a little bit. Like,
or work out earlier.
Yeah, or work out earlier. Like, we finally have something to like get done, and he's going to go work out. And guess what?
I tried to move it.
And guess what? Yeah, I couldn't move it. Then he shows up at 11:30, and we didn't get everything done.
And then anyways, when the day went to shit, you blamed it on me that I went and worked out.
Because
you weren't ready.
Yes, I was.
No, he was at the bank. I looked at the text. She was at the bank at 11 o'clock.
Because you told her that you weren't coming to 11:30.
What about the other 2 days that I came and you guys just sat around thinking the video was going to materialize by just sitting here?
I love how people just watch this video and everyone's like, oh, so beautiful.
Yeah.
And then they tune into this podcast and it's just like, you're a fucking cunt.
The sandwich. Oh.
But behind the scenes.
The third day I came. Oh, the workout day, which was day three. I came in, and so I know I'm late, and everyone's fucking pointing at me because they're mad at me. And then Taylor gets sandwiches. Taylor gets David this smelly Italian sandwich. David fucking opens it up. It's got fucking mortadella on it, whatever's on it. And he eats half. He goes, huh, have the other half. Have the other half so we don't have to stop. Like that. I'm like, bro, we're in this man for 8 hours. I didn't fucking get lunch.
I don't sound like a gorilla.
Yeah, when you got food in your mouth.
You have an Italian sandwich in your hands.
Oh, you're right.
When you get Jersey Mike's.
Yo, and then the next day, Jason brings over a chicken. Brings
oh,
over.
Oh, my God.
Brings over one.
Yes.
Brings
what
over,
was wrong with the chicken?
Why?
Because you guys, I didn't want to eat McDonald's.
He brings over one chicken,
like a rotisserie
chicken. And he goes, I brought this for all of us to share. For four of us in the car.
No, he didn't say
yes,
that.
He did. He said that.
I said, I got us a chicken.
And I was like,
oh, and you don't want to go down this road, my friend.
Yeah.
You don't know. Do you know what he said to me? Yeah. Do you know what he said to me? Thank you. Jim.
This I did. This is one thing I will confirm myself.
I got the chicken and I go, oh, hey, I got us a chicken. Like, uh-huh. And David goes, oh, well, I want all of it. What?
I did say this.
He goes, I want all of the chicken.
Yeah.
Like that. Who fucking talks like that?
I will not deny this.
And then I ate half of the chicken, and then he's looking at it, and he's like,
why didn't you eat the other half?
Yeah, why did you really eat half the chicken? I thought a real man would eat the whole thing. Mr. Real Man over here playing Xbox with his high school friends.
Yeah, it was a fun trip. But that's exactly what I said about the trip. I said, hey, guys, we all we all hate it right now. But we're going to look back at it and we're going to think it's fun. Like
I did look back at
that's
it.
That's kind of what it ended up being.
It was a great like bonding thing too.
And it seriously felt like we were road tripping. Like we went to every single corner of LA. Mm-hmm. Like we went everywhere
everywhere.
Everywhere within like 50 miles, I think, feel like.
Yeah.
The rotisserie chicken is a questionable item to bring along on a hot RV road trip.
I'm sorry, what?
A rotisserie chicken.
What's your name?
Shut up.
It's just Jay. It's a weird thing to fucking share.
Yeah,
especially during coronavirus season, like we're all gonna fucking dip our fingers into this rotisserie chicken.
I got you and I a chicken.
I know, but it's bro, not even that fucking, this is the worst person to share anything with. We're going around, we're in the bus, we have our gloves on, we're like around, I mean, we're keeping our distance from everybody, but we're still out and about, and fucking, we pull over to get McDonald's, I see this dude fucking chowing down at McDonald's with his gloves still on his fingers. He's eating his food with the gloves still on his fingers. I was like, Jay, what the fuck is the point of wearing gloves if you're just gonna eat food with them?
I don't think that's what happened, because I didn't eat McDonald's. No, but I did at one point eat with fucking gloves on. I was hungry.
That shit was so weird. And I was like,
bro,
dude.
Because
like,
I didn't
Jason's
want...
Jason's just licking the gloves like after he's done with his peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Because I didn't know how to do anything because I don't
take
know.
The
where...
Take
bro,
the gloves off. Bro, this is what I realized about Jason.
Yeah.
Not good at multitasking.
Not the worst.
The worst at multitasking. Because
what?
And Jason will come to us like every morning and we'll be like, Jay, why didn't you shower? And he'll be like, because you called me. You called me. And then I also had to eat breakfast. And then I had to breathe. And it was really
about the
tough ball. To get everything at once. Like, Jason's just not good at doing multiple things at once.
What did you give me a multitask to do that I couldn't do on the trip?
What was it? We were driving by somewhere and we told him this. Like, I don't know what it was, but we told him to like, he was like, I was going to turn, but then Natalie said something.
Oh, yeah. I was giving you directions. Like, I don't remember.
Jason's not good at multitasking.
my God.
Okay, now
the
David
amount of
has...
things David has spilled on this shirt this morning. He's been up for 2 hours. There's tea, there's yogurt, there's milkshake, there's coffee crumb cake.
If that were me, if I had a stain on my shirt, he would just pick it apart.
See, now you understand Jason's perspective.
Yeah, but I'm not going to say anything. You know why? Because I like you. And I think it's okay to spill stuff on your shirt.
But Jason, you like consistently have stains on your shirt.
You probably do too, but I don't look because I don't fucking care. I don't consume myself with stuff like that. Now he's looking around at me to find something that he can pick apart.
I've already
see you.
Found a couple.
Go ahead, go do it. Go do it. Pick it apart.
Stain right under that guy's foot.
On your shirt?
Where?
Right there? That's a sweat stain.
Oh, yeah, that's just a stain that wouldn't come out in the wash. I ran over here. I come over here today, and I run, and which I think is good. Like, and David's like, what the fuck, Jay, man? You going to die? What the fuck?
You have a bear chasing you?
No. Maybe you shouldn't run, old man.
No, maybe you should just walk.
You
left out Natalie. You left out a lot of parts,
You
Tom.
Showed up to our front door, like, dry heaving. I thought you were about to collapse and die.
You see me work out. That's what happens.
I know, but every time you work out, I'm a little scared.
And then you were, like, inside the house for, like, maybe 40 seconds. And
hacking
you,
up
and
shit.
Yeah, and then you
I went outside to hack up.
Exactly, and then you decided, you're like, oh, better make these loud noises in the backyard. And then you went out, and all I hear is,
yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God. It's like a fish out of water. Like, that's what it felt like.
Yeah,
and then Natalie was like, should we call somebody? And I was like, Jason, what the fuck's going on?
I fucking hate your youth. I hate it so much. I can't wait till you're old.
It's crazy that it's like, it's that bad.
Huh? I mean, you know, you run up this hill. It's hard for me.
Like, snuck up on you, right?
Yeah.
Like, you still feel like a couple years ago. Do you remember being young and like healthy?
Yeah. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Wow.
Before I met you, I was really healthy and getting in good shape. Even in my like early 40s, I was like.
That's what's so crazy
like doing
to me that,
good.
That it's been such a drastic turn of events for you. Like,
well, I think that...
watching someone in pain has never pissed me off more than watching you in pain. For some
reason. Everything pisses you off. Everything.
Every time we're like walking towards the car and like I see you're hurt, I go, what? Why? Why are you hurt? Like I cannot like comprehend it.
What, like if I'm stretching out or something?
Like you're just always in pain. And I'm like...
Yeah. I have no hip.
You're not... But like you're not that old.
Bro, I have no hip.
What happened to it?
It's gone. So I have no.
What did you do?
I wore it down. Running too long. So one of my hips is missing. One of my like joints is like missing. It's like bone on bone. So then that affects my leg. So my leg's all cramped up. So I can't either have to have surgery or wait for this stem cell shit to grow back. So that's why.
It fucking pisses me off.
Maybe you shouldn't be running then. You should be doing.
I shouldn't be running, but I can't go to a gym. There's no gym. My gym's closed.
Yeah, but you can
closed.
Do body weight stuff, right? Isn't that just as effective?
I have nowhere to do it.
What do you mean? You have a patio.
I don't have weights.
You don't need weights. I just said body weight.
Do you love working out?
It's probably the only thing that like will change my mood and make me happy. It's
what
the
fuck?
Only thing.
Well, is it because Otherwise, is I'm it really because depressed. It's the thought that hey, I worked out? Or is it because like it does actually like releases chemicals in your body that like
it releases chemicals in my brain and it actually makes me euphoric.
So, what?
Yeah, I know. It's literally the only thing. Like if you asked me, Jason, what would you want to do today? I would say, oh, go run at the beach. That would be like my ideal thing. Like Casey Neistat and I talked about that. Mm-hmm. Casey planned a vacation where he would just run every morning.
Yeah, but why is it that I don't like running? Why is it not like a universal thing that everyone likes working out?
You don't get endorphins released when you work out? You don't feel good?
Yeah, but only because I worked out. And then I'm just fucking tired the entire day.
Right. Oh, mm-hmm. That happens to me too.
Like I just feel like shit. Like I feel like I literally wasted my entire day by getting some exercise done.
Yeah, that's true.
And everyone goes, you just have to do it a little bit longer. I've done that for like months and it's just like every day. It's just like.
You're so lucky. You're just at this point. You don't have to fucking work out.
I definitely have to work out.
Your body doesn't change. Like you really, like you just have the same body regardless, you know?
Same with my dad. Yeah, I've always talked about this. I feel like my dad works out.
Dad's in crazy shape.
Yeah, he's in really good shape.
But he actually works out a lot. So maybe if he didn't, he would be fat.
No, but I'm saying if my dad, like if another person worked out as much as my dad,
yeah,
they'd be fucking ripped.
Right.
Like I feel like he's always working out.
Right.
Maybe he is ripped. I don't fucking
know. He is kind of ripped.
Yeah, he's kind of ripped.
He's in good shape.
Your dad?
You think if my dad and I got into a fist fight, who'd win?
Your dad would fucking kill you.
I'm kidding.
Time for an ass kicking.
And then piano.
Looks like you should have worked harder at Taekwondo.
Oh my God.
Stop.
stop it, Paolo, stop it. Stop beating him senseless.
That does sound like
he challenged me to a fight. What do you want?
That does sound like a conversation my dad and I would have. Like it does, I don't know why, but I feel like at one point he did pick me up from Taekwondo and like hit me. Something like, you know, like as right. a joke. Right. And was like, yeah, and then my mom was like, what the fuck was that? That does feel like super real to me.
Don't hit him, Paolo. It's obvious he's a big pussy.
Just constantly my parents teaming up on me.
The only thing he's good at is video games. That's it.
That's funny.
How's this gluten-free bread that you've been snacking on?
It's the best.
Are we sure it doesn't go right to our asses?
I mean, well, it definitely, it's very, like, there's definitely a lot of sugar in here.
No doubt, it's delicious. But is it like kind of like,
well, Natalie told me I can eat as much as I want of it. That's what she said.
You need to just figure out what you need to eat. It's your body.
She literally went, she went, oh, and this bread's even healthy. And I go, really? And she goes, yeah, you can eat as much of it as you want.
I never said that.
Yes, you did. You said it yesterday in the car. And then I was like, really? And then I had one slice and then I had two. And then when you left, I had three more.
It's so funny how you won't just do your own diet. You rely on other people to tell you what's good. And then when it's bad, you fucking lash out against them. Like, Taylor, what the fuck? My ass is huge. No more gluten-free bread.
I don't know. I don't know what's healthy anymore.
Watching you three together, fight, like when you and Natalie are fighting and then Taylor's there, it's like Taylor's like the fucking little kid.
I know.
And the fucking parents are fighting. It made me think of my own childhood watching you two fight.
Yep.
Taylor being like, I can fix it. Okay, it's all right. Daddy, come back. The puzzle's not broken.
Daddy, come back.
It's such bullshit, Jay.
What is bullshit? Your fucking giant house and your fucking ruling of the internet. Is that what's bullshit?
Why do you always...
The beautiful girls that want to sleep with you. The fact that you reject Madison Beer all the time and all the internet loves you for it. What's bullshit, man? What's the problem? The fact that you're real good looking and everyone loves you, you got a beautiful smile, you're a hit on talk shows. What is it? Your cool friends like Todd and Jeff and Scott.
Charlie Puth.
Benny Blanco.
No, hold on.
What is it? Yeah, you're right, man. Things are pretty good.
You know what's bullshit?
What?
Why is it that all the good things that taste good, why are they all bad? Why is there not one thing... Why is there not one food that's apps? Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right.
I was going to say, broccoli tastes pretty good.
Broccoli's so good if you cook it white, right? And put oil on it and salt and stuff. Yeah. When we went to Master's that night for Jack's birthday.
Broccoli's good with ranch.
What?
You know, I also used to love ranch until I found out. Guys, if you don't want your taste in ranch to be ruined, skip this part of the podcast. There's mayo in it. Did you know that?
I think we talked about that.
That's the whole thing. Like, ranch is mayo. That's like the whole, it's mayo with a little bit of spice.
Yeah, I'll say
That's what makes ranch.
Ranch is disgusting.
You didn't know that?
No, I hadn't.
It's so fucking.
Ranch is disgusting.
You didn't know that?
I did not know that.
Does that make you think it's fucking disgusting?
No, I love mayo. Like, I put mayonnaise on everything.
Okay, I think I already talked about this, why I hate mayo. Did I?
Yeah, I think so. I can't remember why. But
yeah, it was from a movie. And it was just like, this girl looked in the mirror and all she saw was a big stack of mayo. Mm. She was overweight and she hated her weight and she just saw mayo when she looked in the mirror and it made me so disgusted by mayo and I can't even if I it's crazy how I don't hate the taste of mayo, I hate the thought of mayo and I can't get past it to even see if I like the taste.
The consistency of mayo is a little odd too.
I don't use a lot of
it. When you scoop
it
out, it's kind of weird.
Same thing happened with me with shrimp. There was a stand-up comedian that had a bit about shrimp and once I heard it, I never wanted to eat shrimp again.
Yeah, shrimp is weird.
Because shrimp, he basically says, is that's they just feed off poop.
Yeah.
They just eat fish poop.
Yeah, they're like
they feel like cockroaches. Yeah. They're like the cockroaches of the sea.
That's the bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah. That's pretty much what he says in the bit. And once I heard it, I was like, ugh.
Yeah, that's what they feel like. They're they're really gross.
Jim Gaffigan.
Oh, yeah. Jim Gaffigan, yeah. I know Jim.
Funny guy.
I don't know Jim.
I do.
I know, but do you?
I do. In fact, his kids are fans of the vlog.
Oh, right.
Aw, cute.
Right on.
Now David can't say anything. Like, oh, fuck, they're fans.
I wasn't going to make fun of Jim. I was going to make fun of you.
He's great. Jim's great. He's fucking really funny.
He's not your friend. He's funny.
He would say he's my friend. If I called him right now.
Call him right now. You have Jim Gaffigan's number?
Yeah.
Jim's a big comedian.
I haven't called him in a few years. Maybe 10.
Okay.
Jim Gaffigan. Here we go. Oh, man. I hope he, pretends he doesn't know me.
put the phone right up to the. Okay. Jim Gaffigan is a pretty big comedian.
I'm also calling him during a pandemic.
Yeah, right.
This is not the best time to
ask him if he's your friend.
Come on, Jim.
Hi, this is Jim. I'm not here right now. Please leave.
Sounds like he blocked you, Dre.
When you finished recording, you may hang up. For more options.
Okay, I got to go out. Hey, Jim, it's Jason Nash calling. My podcast partner here says that I don't know you, but we do know each other, and he thinks I'm full of shit, but I do know you, and I'm going to call back.
That's not what I said. I said ask him if he's your friend.
Are we friends? Yeah, are we friends? Call me back,
Jim,
if you can.
Jim, do you consider Jason a friend? If someone was like, hey, Jim, list your friends, would you say Jason Nash?
Well, no, he wouldn't say he's my friend, but...
Okay, please call us back, or at least send us a text.
Yeah, if you call us, I know there's a pandemic.
Don't worry,
going on.
I'll make sure Jason deletes your number right after this.
Bye. Oh, man. Hey, he's going to call back and be like, hi, where did you get this number? I know who he'll do. Anyway, yeah, I'm friends with big comedians. Or was.
Or was. That is cool, man, that you knew so many comedians.
No, it's not. There's nothing cool about it. I mean, they don't talk to me now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I saw a guy yesterday. I was down at the store, and he lives around here, and he was like my friend. And he was like just this like sketch comedian, and now he's like directing like fucking huge movies,
right?
With like Andrew Garfield, and like I was like I couldn't believe it. I was like, good for you, man. I wanted to.
Did he remember you?
Oh yeah, yeah. We see each other because he lives around here, and I wanted to say to him, do you ever have a conversation with somebody, and then afterwards you think of what you should have said?
Yeah, all the time.
Did it all the time. I should have said that to him. I should have been like, wow, man, I can't believe you used to like put a wig on and like be goofy and be like do dumb sketches, and now you're like directing like Oscar worthy films. That's what I wanted to say.
Oh, I had that moment with Natalie when she took me to the dance.
Yeah. What did you want to say to her?
I wanted to say how pretty she looked in her dress.
Aww.
Yeah. This is the time when I liked her. And I had like a really big internal battle in my head. What? And like how I was going to tell her the next day. Right. I was like, okay, I'm going to sit next to her on the bus.
Oh my God. I haven't heard the extended version of the story.
Well, that's kind of all I got. It's like,
it's okay. You can keep going.
It's like 2 days of me going, okay, she's going to sit next to me on the bus. She's probably going to sit window seat.
Did you ever say anything?
No, I never said anything.
Why not?
I don't think she rode the bus.
Who's your friend Wolfie Sydney?
Right. I want to bring this up too. It's really funny. So I have a friend named Cindy. Her Instagram handle is Wolfie Cindy. I don't know if it still is. It is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely still is. Yeah.
Why is it Wolfie Cindy?
First of all, she's like a beautiful model. Like very, very, sure. Very, very pretty girl. Mm-hmm. And her name's Wolfie Cindy. I don't want to get this wrong. But it's because she was a fan of Twilight, and she was a fan of like the Wolverines, like Taylor Lautner and all of them.
Wow. The Wolverines.
So she made her name Wolfie Cindy, and it just kind of stuck.
Wow, and she still has it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Garfield Jason. I was a fan of the comic strip Garfield since a boy. And
just something, yeah, really.
My Instagram handle.
I am Iron Man Dave.
What are you into, Natalie? What would your nickname
be? I fucked it up. God damn it.
What were you going to say?
I said, hi, I love being a bitch, Natalie.
Bitchy Natalie.
Did people ever call you Natty Light?
Yeah, I was Natty Light for Halloween one time. Like the can. I dressed up as the
beer
can.
That wasn't your nickname.
No, no, no.
How do you make a can?
Nat, what are some nicknames you've had?
Nat.
Wow.
Nat is good.
Welcome back to the podcast, guys.
Hey, Nat. I use that one a lot, Nat.
Lena.
Someone's called you Lena?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, Natalina. Oh, that's pretty
from
good.
From Natalina, yeah.
Oh, Lena.
Oh, I like Lena.
I don't.
I don't like Lena either.
I like Natalina. Yeah.
Natalina.
And I can't say my name anymore without saying Natalina.
My name used to be Crazy Davey.
Yeah, Crazy Davey.
And Candleman. I had a nickname Candleman when I played tennis.
Why?
Because you were so lit?
No, there was no reason. Lit wasn't a word back then.
Right.
So I don't know what
you're
it was.
You were on fire?
I don't know. I had no idea what it was. It was just my friend called me Candleman.
That stuff doesn't happen anymore.
Why?
Just no one would come in here and like give you a nickname and everybody would go, yeah. You know, that's such a high school thing.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's great.
Oh, I thought you were saying like it doesn't happen in high schools anymore.
No, no. It just wouldn't happen around here. Like Zane wouldn't just walk in here and be like, you know what, man?
I'm tired of calling you David. You need a new name.
Yeah, you're crazy hair.
Yeah, man.
Whoa, crazy hair. I like it. His hair is crazy.
I love how we're saying that you can't give nicknames to people when we literally changed our friend's name from Nick to Jonah because he looks like Jonah Hill. I think it still happens.
That's pretty weird, actually. I wonder if that caused any psychological damage on Jonah.
I mean, it is kind of crazy. It fits him so well.
Yeah, it fits Jonah him so well. Nick is like, ooh, Nick.
Nick.
He's not a Nick at all.
People say Nick. Like, I'll be like, a brand will reach out, but we want to also work with Nick. I'll be like, I don't know a Nick.
Yeah, who's Nick?
And I'll be like, what are you saying? Oh, Jonah. Yeah, you want to work with Jonah. Yeah. I love Jonah. I think it's such a good name.
Yeah, it's really fun.
And I think he likes it, too.
I guess.
The best is introducing him to people. Because I'm always like, hi, I'm David. This is my friend Jonah. He goes, hi, I'm Nick. And it's so confusing. I don't know. I feel like he kind of does like the name Jonah at this point.
I think he does too. Like if you had given me a nickname and let's say you called me like trash bag or whatever,
yeah,
I'd be like, yeah, I'd like it no matter what it was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it would just be specific to you guys.
Right.
Right. I used to have these thoughts like when I would leave here, you know, when it gets to be like 10:30 and I'm like, I'm going to go. And then you're like, no, stay, Jay. We're hanging out.
Yeah.
Right. But I was like, but I'm too tired. And I would always think when I left that after I leave, all you guys have sex with each other. And I'd be in my car driving home, like, and like Natalie's looking out the shade, be like, okay, he's gone. All right, everybody take off their clothes.
Can we just have a giant orgy?
Wait, dead ass.
I mean, yeah, I think about a lot of stuff. I had that thought. Sure. I was like, oh, I wonder if they all like sleep with each other. Once I leave.
When? Why would it be once you leave? Like, why?
Well, obviously, I know I wouldn't be invited to something like that. Nor would I probably be comfortable doing something like that or want to participate in something like that. So then I thought,
sounds like you want to be invited.
Yeah, it sounds like you.
No, I don't want to be invited at all. I'm just wondering if you guys all sleep with each other. That's it. That's a simple question.
I go, sounds like you want to be invited. And you go, wait, so there is sex parties? So you guys are having sex.
You guys have orgies. Vlog squad orgies?
No, we've never had sex with each other.
No.
You've never watched Jeff and Scott shower?
I think Todd has said that too a couple times. Todd was like, yeah, do you and Natalie have sex? And we don't.
I'm jealous.
I mean, even as you say that right now, I don't know if it's true or not.
It is kind of crazy how no one would ever know if Natalie and I have sex.
Yeah.
No one would know. No one.
What are you trying to say, baby?
Unless someone knew.
What do you mean?
Nothing.
What do you mean?
I know nothing. One time.
Unless someone put a camera in one person that's a room.
One time we were here and Jonah said something like that. He's like, I know you guys bang. And I was like,
I remember this.
I was like, huh. I was like, I never thought about that.
I know you guys bang.
Because I don't think about that stuff.
That is interesting to think about.
I wouldn't care if you did.
I want to talk about this. I find this really interesting if you're like into the digital world at all. I'm on this thing called the Community app. And basically, it's a phone number that they assigned to me, and it's my phone number is 847-250-9391, and you can text me, and it doesn't go to my phone. Like, I'm not getting fucking texts all day, but I have access to all the texts, which is really great, because we just used it to like surprise people with things.
Mm-hmm.
So like, what's so good about it is right now we have a little over 200,000 people added. Yep. That have our phone number. And I can use the app, and I can text everybody back. I can text everybody back at once, mm-hmm. or I can text just the guys back, or just the girls. I can text back only the people that live in San Jose. I can text only the people that live in North America. And
with
I can, like,
birthdays.
Yeah, and like I can single out the people that have a birthday. So like, let's say 7,000 people have a birthday today. I can send all of them a message that says happy birthday. So just those 7,000 people get it. And now we're going to be using it like when quarantine is over, because like when we go to different cities,
yeah,
it's so great, because when I'm like, hey, I'm in Boston, come see our live show.
Uh-huh.
Instead of me making an Instagram story that doesn't apply to the majority of people watching,
right,
I can literally send a text just to Boston and be like, hey, here are tickets to my show.
That's so sick.
And then I don't even have to put out like an Instagram anymore.
Right.
So yeah. So we want to do more surprises. Guys, text me so I have your number. I'm not just plugging this because I'm not being paid. I genuinely think it's great. And my number is 847 250-9391. Once you text me, I'll be able to text you guys if I'm ever in your city and I'm surprising people with stuff or whatever it is.
Ideas are funny, huh?
What do you mean?
Ideas are funny because I remember when that idea was floated to you and you were like, I don't know.
Right.
But then what won you over was the fact that you have this database of people that really like you and that want to hear from you.
Right.
And that makes it good.
The people that run the app, I just had a phone call with him.
Yeah.
And he told me that an artist sold out all of his tour dates.
Yeah.
Without sending a single tweet, single Instagram, nothing. It was all done through text.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's incredible. He didn't have to send out a single Instagram post. All he had to do was text because those are his most dedicated supporters.
Right.
And they're like, great. We got the text. We're coming. Mm-hmm. And sold out every fucking city. Crazy. All right, guys. Well, that's all the time we have for today's podcast. Thank you guys for doing this. Jason, thanks for being a part of it.
Thanks for having me.
You're always a friend of the show.
We'd love to have you back. I love when you have me swing by and drop in on your podcast.
Yeah, man. Thanks for coming to my podcast. Thanks for keeping me
on the periphery.
And we'll see you guys around.
All right, then.
My name's Jeff. Bye.